much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hold up! Everybody sit down and be quiet for a second. Everybody sit down and be quiet for a second. Now listen up. I'm serious. Listen up.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Who cares about this stupid election? We all know it doesn't matter who gets elected president. Do you really think it's going to change anything around here? Make one single person smarter or happier or nicer? The only person it does matter to is the one who gets elected. The same pathetic charade happens every year, and everyone makes the same pathetic promises. I don't care.
And now.
Oh, man, not another election. Why do we have to choose our leaders? Isn't that what we have the Supreme Court for?
Our feature presentation.
I'm going to miss this election. You know?
No. I can't believe it's here already.
We're going to look back and we're going to go, wow, those were the good old days.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday. It is indeed November 8th.
You say that as if President Trump isn't going to unite us all, by the way.
Right?
Right. Hey,
imagine when we're all united and everybody's happy.
It's going to be great.
And we're going to be winning so much, we're tired of it. Imagine that.
I remember him saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on, you guys?
Back to you.
You know, thug life. Right.
Like we do.
Okay.
You?
Okay.
Just wanted to see if you guys had anything going on, anything interesting.
No. I think the answer to that is no. Well, we are having a party tonight.
Are you?
Yes.
You're an election party?
Yes.
And as I am so surprised. I thought you of all people would want to get the hell away from that coverage and like go see Dr. Strange or something.
Just you know that me of all people, that's true of. But I'm not the one throwing the party.
Yeah.
And you're required to be there.
Well, that hasn't been established yet.
See, because this is the mistake that you make, Kevin. Just because it's your house doesn't mean you have to be there for every party.
Right. I like the way you think now.
I'm famous for leaving on the days of parties.
Right.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Right.
So you're having a bunch of people over? Are you going to figure out a way to bet on it?
Oh, gambling is the only way to get through life.
Because I feel like there are a lot of opportunities with all the states in play that you can, you know, you can put some money down on North Carolina or on Florida or on Pennsylvania or whatever, and you clean up by the end of the night if you call it right.
You gamble and you have a drinking game, both.
Absolutely.
Same time.
Drinking is especially needed tonight.
It's essential.
Yeah.
Every time the word vote is used, you take a shot.
Well, no, I'm not sure. You're going to die. Rest in peace, Kevin.
I think you need to stay away from the word president and the word vote and some of the others. But
maybe the word electoral.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. That's a it might be fun.
The drinking game?
No, just the party in general. I guess the way it wouldn't be fun is if you ended up inviting a bunch of people who very strongly support one candidate or the other. Then it seems like maybe you've got some conflict to brew in.
Yeah, they're just trash in your house, Kevin.
I have some conflict to brew in?
Yeah, some conflict to brew in.
Look.
Chairs are going to be thrown, Kevin. I think we need to prepare you for what's going to go down tonight.
I feel like when everybody gets to the door, I'm going to ask one question. Mm-hmm. Are you thrilled with who you're voting for president? And if they say yes, I say, get the hell off
get
my
out.
Property.
Get out. You're a madman.
You cannot be happy with either one.
That is a pretty good question to start with.
That's
for sure.
Awesome.
Because look, this election cycle, more than any other in my memory, has busted up relationships. It's broken up families. I mean, there are people who just... They cut those people out of their life if they're voting for the candidate that you hate so much.
Yeah.
So you don't want those people at your party really getting sad as it starts to go one way or the other.
Well, maybe you do.
And then lashing out. I don't think you ever want guests to fight at a party. I think that's the last thing a host wants.
I feel
like
a party gets started when there's a fight.
Yeah, something's got to get broken.
That's right.
Come on.
By the way, something else you could bet on just occurred to me is, and this I think this will be a fun one. I'd be curious to know what you guys think. What time tonight will they call it?
Mm.
I hope 4.
Well, the polls don't close until 5 West Coast time.
Well, I'm saying they could call it by 4, though, right?
Well, no.
Okay.
I think the earliest they could call it is 8 Eastern, and that never happens.
So five. So five. I wasn't that far off. I was making a really stupid joke.
Yeah, but that it never, ever happened.
Because the polls close at 8 on the east, Kevin.
I'm going to go with noon.
No, they close at 6 on the east in most states and then 8 in other states. So by the time it's 8 o'clock, they have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen.
But I'll already have taken a lot of shots.
You'll be dead.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be an issue.
Allie, what time do you think they'll call it tonight? I think they don't call it until after the Central, so I'm going to say like...
I think 8 our time, they'll call it.
Oh, you think that late? Okay. Well, now I got to think about it. All right. I'll get back to you on that. Kevin, what time should I be at your party tonight?
We'll meet you there.
Wait, it's at your house. How are you going to meet me there?
At that time, preordained time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we texted everyone.
No, that's what I'm asking you now. I must have missed the text.
We texted it out, yeah.
No, I must have missed it, though.
Group text.
Yeah. If you sent that out, I apologize. I didn't get it. But
I don't remember exactly. It's in the text.
But I'm just coming to you as a host and saying.
Right, but I'm not clear on that right now. But I know for sure that it's in the text that went out.
Where should I park? I'm concerned.
Also in the text.
Really?
Yeah, because it's all in there.
Can't I just drive up and find something in the neighborhood?
Or? I mean, yeah, you could try that.
Or is there a bus where I have to get shuttled in?
Right, good. Yes, there's a bus that you have to shuttle in. Yes. And that also is in the text that you should have received by now.
Okay, but how about, could you resend the text?
I can't resend it as we deleted it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone forever.
That's crazy, right?
Oh.
I know. You go, wow, needed some of those details, forgot. Nope.
This is quite a party I'm going to be at tonight.
All right.
That was the best explanation ever.
I can't wait.
Need some of those details? Nope.
I'm just saying, they're there. So check them and we'll see you tonight.
I'll be there.
All right. Do we have time to do a thing? Are you going to do a thing? Or are we going to do the...
That was the thing,
okay.
Man. This is Election Day special. Are you kidding me?
All right. Speaking of Election Day schedule, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
So my question to you is that bad?
That's a good question. Alex Jones is the best.
He is the best.
Am I right about that?
Absolutely.
Of all the people who call other people names, which happens in politics a lot, this guy may be the most extreme bomb thrower that there is.
Because he's the only one willing to stand up and tell the truth.
Right.
Oh,
everybody else is biting their tongue.
And he's doing a marathon broadcast today, so we're going to check in with him several times to see what's going on.
I can't wait.
Because he has the info that we don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of access he has, but we don't have that access.
And sometimes it sounds a little nuts at first.
At first.
Then you come around. Uh-huh. You're like, he is making sense.
Right.
I'm sure Alex was, I haven't checked in this morning, but I'm sure Alex was covering it. But apparently the hot rumor last night was that Hillary Clinton collapsed backstage and that Bruce Springsteen covered for her on stage and that the FBI or the authorities were going around taking everybody's phones away so that there was no record of it.
Really?
That didn't get out to any other media, but apparently that's what happened. And I'm sure Alex Jones is keeping an eye on it.
I was going to say, I didn't hear anything.
You wouldn't have.
Right.
So the FBI not only acted all in unison, but they got all the phones?
Yes, they got all the phones. Huh. That's right.
Yeah. But then one rogue FBI agent must have tipped him off.
Well,
right?
I don't know. Maybe Alex will know. That's why I'm glad
that's why we have an expert.
Phew. Access to him. Because there's a lot of stuff that's not being covered by the lamestream media, you
right?
guys.
Right. Allie's mad at TV we're going to talk about today.
Oh, I'm so mad. Furious.
This is really odd.
Nope. Makes perfect sense.
We'll let you be the judge.
Okay.
Also, don't wash your hair. That's a bad thing on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And we're going to talk to David Ferrier, who is a director of a little movie called Tickler. Tickled. And it's... it and the controversy surrounding it is odd.
Yeah.
Everything about it is weird.
Yeah.
But did you know that there is competitive tickling? Are you aware of that? Well, there is. We're also going to mugsplain the Electoral College.
Oh, good. That's
we're not
very
sure
useful.
That we fully understand that process.
That's going to be good information going forward tonight as we try to understand the results.
Exactly. Jimmy Pardo calls in.
Huh.
He's got a little topic that he tweeted out about people who correct you when you say daylight savings.
Wow.
And his respect for them.
You okay, Bean?
And once again, my best showbiz friend, Jimmy Pardo, and I are on the same page, I think.
Well, you corrected people for adding the S to daylight savings, right? Mm-hmm. Aggressively.
It's a saving, by the way.
Right. Case in point. And here's Ralph reading his tweet.
Man on plane correcting his wife. You know it's daylight saving time, not savings. Me. Who gives a you pedantic
So it sounds like we're on the same
page. You're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We will come back with the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Just saying there's a silver lining.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Do you want to share that with the kids, Ralph?
No, upside. She does not.
It's an upside to everything.
Right.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them tickets on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Clippers Mavericks tickets. By the way, Dave's L.A. Clippers, and he's not being as boastful as most years. 6-1 this year so far.
Wow, really?
Looking good. And, of course, if you missed the announcement yesterday, the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 details are out. Details at krock.com. Hey, Ralph Kramer, what's going on, man?
Speaking of the election.
Wrong.
Maybe you're going to need some laughs by the end of the week.
Wrong.
Maybe you're going to need to release some tension.
Wrong.
Well, Friday night at 10 p.m., it's the return of Hollywood Babylon. We're back in our own place at our own time.
Hollywood Babylon.
What just happened?
Wow.
Rodney.
Something went terribly wrong.
Hollywood Babylon.
What is happening?
That's him putting out a hit.
Oh, no.
That's him telling people where I'll be Friday at 10 p.m. so his hitman knows where to strike.
There are people right now that are getting that message on their phone.
That's right.
Going into, springing into action.
The time is now. There's a contract out on me. The only possible explanation.
You might not want to make this information public going forward, Ralph.
Well, it's too late now. The Improv on Friday night at 10 p.m. Smith and I are hitting the stage again. That's Kevin Smith, of course, director, actor.
He is the founder of ISIS.
He's not. He was like the co-founder. He had very little
Wrong.
With ISIS. So come on out and see us Friday night, 10 p.m., the late show at the Improv on Melrose, Hollywood Babylon, me and Kevin Smith. You can go to improv.com for more details and tickets.
You just said yes
and then no.
I thought Rodney was going to be there.
So confused.
How he keeps you on your toes, Ralph.
So confused. Congratulations to Russell Brand. He has reportedly welcomed his first child into the world with his girlfriend Laura Gallagher. Apparently, he was on stage at the Nottingham Playhouse last weekend, and he said, I'm really eager to get done with this show because my girlfriend just had a baby. So apparently, he stayed on stage to complete the show and then ran off to take care of his lady love. No word yet on what the baby's name is going to be, but it's Russell Brand.
It'll be messed up.
It's going to be messed up,
yeah,
right?
No question.
I call my baby Blog Fear. Because I'm afraid of blogs. It's going to be something strange. Lidler! In the news, according to the New York Post, she is parting ways with her longtime publicist, Hunter Frederick. How could anyone be her publicist for a long time? Can you imagine that chore?
No, I can't.
What is your daily workload like if you're the publicist for Lindsay Lohan?
Spin.
But it
but
must be exhausting.
The amount of it.
And then you have to deal with her every day. You have to talk to her and try to make sense out of her.
It just says...
for that accent.
It just says long time. It doesn't say how long?
It says long time.
Long time.
That's a long time.
What would you guess? Like 5-6 years?
I guess.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Apparently, things went south when Lindsay got into a screaming match with Hunter Frederick over a potential news story.
It's impossible because of that last sentence.
Yeah, right. What number screaming match is this?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it looks like she won't have anyone to spin all those great stories we've heard about her because she was in such a good light.
Sure.
She did such a good job. That was him working hard to make her look good. What's the truth? Because the media lies, you know.
Sure.
Rigged. It's all rigged.
It's all rigged.
It's rigged.
I hear that.
It's all rigged. And they're going to spin off the Big Bang Theory. A spinoff is in the works for the Top 10 TV show. This would be a prequel to the current series featuring a young Sheldon Cooper.
Okay. So none of the current staff?
So Jim Parsons, who currently plays Sheldon, has won many Emmys for his performance on that show. He will not be playing the character.
Okay.
This will be a prequel. It'll be a young, sexy Sheldon Cooper. It'll be probably a female Latina Sheldon Cooper who fights crime on the streets while reading comic books with her sexy friend. Do we really need a prequel?
That's a strange prequel.
No,
but I like it.
Do we need young Sheldon, the young Sheldon adventures?
Not interested!
That's kind of how I feel. But what do I know? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Friend of the show, our good pal, hip-hop correspondent, all-around good guy, Jensen Karp, celebrates his birthday today. He's 37. Chef Gordon Ramsay, one of my favorites. You stupid donkey! He's 50. Parker Posey, queen of the Christopher Guest films. Of course, she's always working with him. Very funny and talented lady. She's 48 years old. Actress Tara Reid is 41. Maybe Tara needs a publicist. Maybe this guy Hunter can go work for her.
She's the queen of Sharknado.
That's right.
What's the... That's the bell ruling on Tara Reid in 2016,
no.
You guys.
No.
I just...
No.
Pass? Where is it a hard pass?
You're bringing the crazy...
No.
Let's play something
Where
all
are you,
at
Chuck?
Once.
Let's play Chuck and Crazy and just hit buttons.
But here, half of
I'll
it.
Hit some here. I'll just hit some, too. Meanwhile...
No.
Is that the that's is that the room's ruling?
Ralph Tara Reid, the bell?
No, I'm not in it. No,
right?
No.
Ali McKay?
No.
Who cares?
Okay. The people have spoken.
Meanwhile,
oh.
Actor Jack Osborne. Actor? Dave.
Celebrity Spawn, Jack Osborne.
He makes this list, and then I got to read these
but
things.
But you read it every
that's
day.
That's what it says on the list.
I don't pre-read
so
them, though.
I put question mark.
Well, don't put actor on there. He's not an actor.
Son?
It's on the list.
So what? What kind of sheep are you?
I just write, man.
I just write.
Aww, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
TV
not my fault.
Personality Jack Osborne is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, do we still get to have our concert?
What do you mean, do we
is
still get
Is that still
to?
Happening? You know, after America ends today?
America's
still
not
going to gonna end today, man. We're going to go on at least until December 10th and 11th at the Forum.
Okay, so it's still on?
Yes, I think
good.
It's going to take a matter of weeks for us to completely go down the drain.
Because that's going to be such a good show with Blink-182 and Kings of Leon and Jimmy Eat World and Green Day and Beck and Weezer. It's going to be such a good show.
If the Forum is still standing, yes.
If the Forum is still standing, yes, indeed.
K-Rock exclusive K-Rock Street Team on sale is going to be this Friday at noon, and that's a fancy way of saying you must be a K-Rock Street Team member in order to get the password so that you can buy the tickets when they go on sale this Friday at noon. It doesn't cost you anything. It takes less than a minute. You just go to krock.com to sign up and then prepare to buy your tickets. We hope that you will join us. It is going to be a lot of fun. All right. Election Day 2016, the day we thought would never, ever get here. It's been the longest 2 years in most of our lives watching this nonsense on the TV. But it's finally here today. And our friend Alex Jones from Infowars.com is really committed.
Tell people who don't know about him. What's he about?
He's one of a kind, man. Alex Jones. He may be a space alien. I'm not sure.
Okay.
He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a best-selling author. He's got a nationally syndicated radio show with over 200 affiliates. Got a television show. And the meat and potatoes of his empire, though, is at Infowars.com, where he is broadcasting today along with his team. His election coverage is 52 hours nonstop. And Alex is on a lot of the broadcast, but he has been kind enough to step away from the microphone for just a second so he can join us and give us the early update on how Election Day 2016 is playing out. Alex Jones, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
So it begins the battle between evil and God's people. That's what we're going to see today. Who will rise up? Will it be the demon spawn that will come up and ruin the world and lay it to waste? Or will God's people, the chosen people, Americans, be able to say once again, hold their head high and say, yes, that's correct. We are right living. We are righteous and we shall persevere.
Okay, just so I'm clear, though, who is who? Which candidate is for God and which candidate is the demon spawn?
No question whose demon spawn it is. Ask anyone around Hillary Clinton. They will tell you. You can smell sulfur. You can,
you can
hear the screaming of unborn children coming out of her anus.
Oh. I'm sorry, where?
Her anus.
Her anus.
You said in a transmission, the most important broadcast of your life or mine this weekend, that the people around Hillary Clinton... They poop their pants in fear of her. She just has that physical effect on people if they get near because she's literally the devil.
She's literally an agent of Satan, absolutely. She is the embodiment. She is a corpse, a walking corpse that is powered by pure evil.
Okay.
People around her will tell you the smells, the sounds that she emanates. They burst into tears. They cry. They crack their pants. They say often being near her feels like having a compound fracture of your femur and then scraping it against a chalkboard.
No one has ever said that.
They all say it. I've talked to them. You haven't talked to them. I've talked to the patriots inside of the FBI who say it's impossible to be near her without their tongue swelling up and the taste of Remulac.
Okay, Remulac is a what?
The most popular soft drink in hell.
Okay. All right. So it sounds to me, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Mr. Jones, but it sounds to me like it's a pretty clear choice for people as they go to the polls this week.
If you vote for Hillary Clinton and she does become president, it's in all likelihood you will receive a hot lava enema.
Well, no one wants that.
Right?
No one wants
that
at all.
Wow.
All right, so let's just say, and I hate to throw this out there because I know it's going to upset you, but let's just say she wins the election, okay? Does that mean it is stolen? Is Donald Trump right that the only way she wins is if it's rigged?
Of course it is. If she wins, it means that all the world corporations got together, they banded together, and what they did was they took all their enormous amounts of money and they just purchased the mainstream media, who isn't telling you the truth. That's why you have to go to Infowars.com. And you have to understand that they are in a world consort. They are bringing this all together to be able to control people's minds, to control the... And don't forget the penguins.
And the same thing is happening if Donald Trump wins?
No, if Donald Trump wins, it's just that we cool.
So I'm about to find out what it's like to be on the outside of the circle, right?
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
When he says outside of
get
the circle.
Get out your bean decoder ring.
What does that mean?
Usually when there's a group of people gathered around beating the little kid, I'm the little kid.
Oh,
but
yeah, okay.
Please.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, poor
but
me.
But this time.
I'm so innocent, this and time I get to be being so mean to me.
Stop wearing the Target T-shirts to school.
I get to be the beater
this
time.
Maybe you'll be all right.
All right, what's going on with Miss Allie McKay?
Well, she crazy.
First of all.
What's new with Allie McKay? What?
I can hear you.
Oh. Yesterday she was complaining about something, and so we thought we would give her some airtime.
Clear this up.
To work through it and clear it up. Maybe take some calls. I don't know. We'll see.
That is delightful. Thank you. Here's the thing.
What's your problem, Bunky?
I have noticed recently that when I'm watching a TV show and all of a sudden a character on the show gets a text message.
Right.
I can't read that text message. I have to pause the TV because it either A, goes by way too quick, or B, it's too small for me to see it. I have to pause the TV, walk up close, read it, sit back down. It is not okay, and TV shows need to stop doing this. If it's a pivotal point in the story, I'm going to miss it.
I've never noticed that before.
Because it doesn't happen, that's why.
Allie?
Right.
Huh. I've never noticed that before.
You've never noticed it happening in your home?
Right.
You're saying if they cut to a close-up of someone holding a phone in their hand,
and
they actually
texting.
Do an insert and they show you the text on the phone, you can't read that.
9 times out of 10, I cannot read it.
So what do you want TV to do?
Just stop doing it altogether.
Stop doing that.
Use your words, actors.
In other words, read the text out loud
as
the character?
Absolutely.
Well, that's realistic. That's what everyone does when they get a text.
It'll go well.
Oh, look, I just got a text from Alan. He says the bomb will go off in less than 20 minutes unless we solve the riddle that the arch-villain has given us.
Right. I just say let's skip it all together. No need for text. No need for that one shot of someone reading an email and it comes in over the shoulder. Enough.
Use text and use emails in real life. That's why the characters do that to reflect real life on television.
I will guarantee there are other people out there that when they see that come on, they're like, oh, jeez, I got to pause it now. I got to walk up and look. Seriously.
Okay, let me ask this. Uh-huh. Are you a remedial reader? Formal education in the reading?
I read good.
So you can read. That's not the issue.
I can read.
Okay.
Did the sound out the words?
No. Can you imagine? It's going. I'm like, damn it, it's gone.
Them?
I was only on it.
The what were were's?
No, it's where's? Just this has been happening more and more. And
what
the
do you
show
do with
I
subtitled
noticed,
movies? Are you able to watch subtitled movies?
Who watches that? That's gross. I've noticed it more and more on one of my favorite shows, How to Get Away with Murder. There's a lot of times where she is looking at her phone. I'm like, no, not again, Annalise. Why do I have to? Why?
So you literally pause.
Literally pause.
Walk
get up
close.
And I'm like, okay, all right. Cool. That came from
walk
Sam.
Back and sit down. Okay.
Back,
are you sure these
down.
Aren't moments where someone looks at a text and then that's covered later on in the story in the dialogue after that? It's not necessarily an
now, are you meant to read
point.
It? Is the question.
You're absolutely meant to read it because she's missing calls and you're like, oh no, who's calling? Could it be the person that's under the sheet? You need to know right then.
Was it the person under the sheet?
Well, it wasn't because we still don't know who that person is.
She had a Klan rally?
Well,
people
no.
under sheets on that show?
Somebody died at her house. It is not looking good.
I bet you get away with murder.
Probably, yeah.
I have a dumb, potentially dumb question here. Okay. Like, do you also have problems with other type on the screens, like if they show a newspaper article or something like that? Could it just be a vision problem?
Oh, interesting.
It could very well be a vision problem.
Right.
I am nearsighted, and but the only time I wear glasses is when I'm driving at night, when it's dark, or in the morning. I guess, when it's dark.
Or maybe when you watch television, you want to add to the list.
I might want to do that.
Have you tried putting your glasses on while you watch television?
Oh, well, no, because then I'll get a headache.
Oh, my God.
Why would you put your glasses on just so you can see things more clearly, Ralph?
Oh, my Lord. You want television to stop doing something because you don't want to put your glasses on.
I guarantee other people have problems when they show text messages.
People
that don't have problems with their vision. Just normal people, like named Jenny or Mark.
But this would be like me saying tear down a mountain because I don't want to walk up it, though.
I mean,
for example.
I don't know, all that mountain walking people do.
I'm not sure that's an accurate description.
Thanks for helping. You've clarified things once again.
You're so helpful.
Allie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a vision problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And everybody else is fine, and TV is fine.
Okay.
And perhaps you need to make some changes.
Well, that's crazy.
Try it with your glasses.
Okay.
Okay, we solved this one, you guys.
Have you not tried? Or just watch old Gunsmoke episodes where there was no texting and no emails.
Or maybe
all the news came across the teletype.
Maybe you TV people out there listening can stop doing it.
Stop telling them to do that.
You think the entire industry is going to change because you can't see the screen?
I mean, it would be nice. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Could you use rotary phones instead? Because I could see the dial.
All right, wait. What size TV do you have? Maybe it's a tiny little, you know,
it's
old school.
You have a Watchman? Do you have a Watchman?
Is it not a big enough TV for the room?
No, it is big enough.
Okay.
It's not that. It's just, it is only a situation where somebody gets a text.
Right.
That's the only time when I'm like, wait, what? Huh?
And you have to get up and get close.
Yes.
Wait, first of all, you're squinting to see it. You get up and get close to the television, and then you can read it.
Yeah.
But you will not wear your glasses because you're farsighted.
I'm nearsighted.
Nearsighted, rather. Well, that makes all
sense. It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
It all comes together now.
Thank you.
Stop it.
I think that's what we're saying.
I think it is.
Maybe get your eyes checked.
Okay.
And try some glasses, and then come back to us and see if you have the same complaint. Because I feel like that'll just clear the whole thing up.
But who's under the sheet, do you think?
I don't have the answer to that.
I want to thank our frequent Kevin and Bean contributor, Bruce Wayne, who wrote in, Allie, with a suggestion for you that in Mexican soap operas, they put up a subtitle on the screen whenever a character receives a text, so you don't have to actually read it on the phone. So you now need to just start watching all your shows in Spanish.
Sí, es verdad.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Got that one solved. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. We have an Afro line. It's a thing where you call and leave a message 24 hours a day. It's our voicemail here at the Kevin and Bean Show. You can call anytime at 323-520-AFRO. What are we hearing about today?
I want you to try and figure out how much time it took this guy to figure this out and then to call and leave it on the Afro line.
I'm at Jack in the Box right now. I don't know what to get. Do you suggest anything?
What else can I get for you today?
Can I get a grande sausage burrito?
What else can I get for you?
That'll be all.
420 at the window, thank you.
420. 420. Do you hear this?
So you think he knew how much it was going to be?
Yes.
And just went through and recorded that because he was so proud of himself?
Yes. And how much time must that have taken?
I support the effort.
We've been doing the Zero Club for a little while. I'm not positive how this took off because I feel like it's a dumb way to live life, but it has taken off. And one of the hashtags is Thug Life, and that's what this guy's calling about.
I only take a penny. I never leave a penny. Hashtag Thug Life. Yeah.
I'm so thug.
Yeah, that's Omar doing the exact same thing. I don't feel like taking a penny and not leaving a penny is Thug Life.
It's not the definition of Thug Life.
I don't feel like that's the thing.
It's not how Tupac would have phrased it.
I don't think
maybe,
so.
Maybe baby steps. That's like your first step towards Thug Life.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
So he'll get there in about 50 years,
maybe.
Okay. Here's a guy that is talking backwards. We discovered that Ralph has this weird ability to make it sound like he's talking backwards. Mm-hmm. And this guy, I believe, is actually talking backwards about us.
Yeah, I was getting broken out. Kevin, you're a drunk, gun asshole.
these four beeping, dark beeping, I get the creepy beep, creepy beep, beep, beep. Yeah, I'll eat my cake with Star Wars, the panty, and that's where you smell it.
Smell it.
Smell it. This is, Ralph was on vacation last week, and Allie was doing birthdays, and we realized that she can't say the word birthday.
All of these people are celebrating birthday today.
God damn it, Allie. It's birthday, not birthday. I don't care if you think you're saying birthday. You're not. You're saying birthday. There's an H. Use it.
You mad, bro?
He is mad. Apparently he is. Bean, I guess, mentioned that we would all know where we were when we saw the Cubs win the World Series.
Can you believe it? The Cubs finally won. Over 100 years, and they finally won. Boy, I'll never forget where I was when the Cubs won the World Series. How about you, Bean? Will you remember where you were?
Yes, I was sound asleep, remember, because I went to bed in the rain delay, and they got up and watched the rest of the game in the morning. So I have a memory that'll stick with me forever.
That's right.
Hey, Bean, remember that time you said that Cops was no longer on the air, no longer making new episodes? Well, guess what? I just got done watching a brand new episode of Cops, so f*** you and everything you stand for, you goddamn son of a bitch!
Apparently, after decades on Fox, they canceled Cops, and then I guess it got picked up by another channel. It's like on TBS or something like that. And they are still making new episodes, so Cops lives, guys.
How about that?
And apparently, it's a very relaxing show.
It is, yes. As you can tell by that guy's call. Here's a question for you as well, Bean.
Hey, Bean. I know this gets attributed to about 10 people per day, but who really is the man who created Booyah? I'd like to know.
Honestly, I don't even remember.
What's-his-face? Allie, you would know the sportscaster who passed away with the cancer.
Stuart Scott.
Yes, that's who it was. He's the man who
King of Mexico.
Just
told so that's where it came from?
That's
We've
where it
used
came from.
It so many times, I couldn't have told you.
Yes, it was Stuart Scott.
Here's a song for Bean.
Hey, Bean, you are a douche and an asshole and a giant loser. I hate you. I hope that you choke on chicken bones. We all agree that the show would be better, 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 better.
Guy sounds like he's been watching Cops.
Here's a song for me.
Kevin, he makes me look stupid with my two thumbs in the air, a blank look on my face.
It turns out it's impossible to do that sax solo from the Wham song. Everybody sounds stupid doing it. As I mentioned, the Zero Club is a thing where you actually are driving when it says miles to destination or miles to empty, zero. And you keep driving and you apparently have a tremendous amount of gas left. Who knew? But a lot of people are trying it.
I just did a 25-mile drive with my gas tank at zero. It was one of the most exhilarating things of my life. Zero Club!
Zero Club, baby! That's how we roll, motherfucker!
Kevin, these are your people, you know. They're inspired by you.
I know, and that's what's scary, is that no one should be inspired by me. I'm the guy that is an idiot, and then you point at me and you go, don't do that.
Right.
And now everybody's doing that. I don't know how to live.
You said it best when you said it's a movement.
It's a movement.
It really is, Kevin.
But it's a terrible movement.
It's a terrible movement, but a movement nonetheless.
This guy can't quite get there, but knows the feeling.
Thanks to Kevin and his Zero Club, I'm at the lowest I've ever been ever in my life. Right now I'm currently down to 39. Yeah, I know. I know I'm not anywhere close to the Zero Club, but this is the most exhilarating thing of my life. Maybe I'm having sort of a panic attack because right now I'm, like, racing towards, like, a gas station, but I'm letting it ride, baby! I'm letting it ride! Woo! Zero Club!
Wow. When you hear that call, Kevin, there's no reason for you to feel bad. You're injecting joy into the listener's otherwise mundane lives. This is the most alive he's ever felt.
That did make me laugh. I did enjoy
that. By
the way,
if you want to post your pictures or your videos, to hashtag The Zero Club to whatever social media you're using so we make sure to see it.
But we are sending out T-shirts. We do have T-shirts. And
we really do, right?
Yes, and we've been trying to keep up, but it's almost been impossible.
No.
There's so many people that are putting up pictures. It's absurd. Bean, do you have the turtle having sex and saying wow?
Yes, I do.
This is the strangest video I've ever seen.
It is. It's a turtle and another turtle, and they're doing it. And this turtle is having the time of his life. And it really does sound like he's saying wow with every movement.
Wow. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Wow. So is that what someone's calling about?
That is what someone's calling about.
Hey, Ali. Oh, it's no. me. Thanks for the other night. Wow. Wow.
Those are the best calls ever, right? But not the best call ever, because this is the best call ever.
Can you please put together a moaning and
I
turtle
swear
sex
to compilation? God.
I have to pause it now because you're ruining the whole thing, Allie.
Come on.
Let the guy speak. I want people to hear his suggestion before we actually play it.
Can you please put together a moaning and turtle sex compilation?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. G-g-ga. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Smell it.
Right?
Oh, turtle.
Right? Best call ever?
No.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Well, as Saturday Night Live put it so well during the weekend update on Saturday night, which is when that show airs.
That was a moment with Bean.
Right? He's trying to explain how well Saturday Night Live says something in that clip. That's so awesome.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, it's not a movement like the Zero Club is a movement.
Well, what is,
but
really?
Apparently, there are people out there, and not just a couple, who believe you should never wash your hair.
Sure, the never washers.
The never washers, apparently.
Right?
So we will discuss. There's a celebrity who claims to have, well, or admits to have never washed his hair for 10 years.
That seems gross.
It doesn't seem good. But we'll delve into that a little bit coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, Ralph.
I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I've heard tell a tale of there's a cycle your hair goes through when
right.
you don't wash it, where initially it gets greasy and rancid and smelly and awful, and then eventually there's some sort of self-cleaning mechanism that kicks in.
You just grow new hair.
Where apparently it smells fine and it's manageable and clean and basically, and then you just don't do it.
I have heard that as well.
I'm not buying it.
Now look, I'm just telling you of the tales I've heard.
Okay.
Out there on the trail around the campfire. there's a legend in the canyons that goes, man who never washed his hair. Just saying.
Huh.
Look, when you think about it, I mean, I would like to take everything back to the initial presence of man on the planet, right?
Okay.
There was no soap, there were no detergents, there was no
right,
way to cleanse yourself other than water. You'd take a dip in the nearby stream when you came out of your cave in the morning to wake yourself up, right?
Right.
So beyond that, beyond rinsing, you'd have to think that the human body being basically perfect the way it is, there must be some sort of mechanism in place. Hello?
Yeah,
hang on. Just thinking about the olden times.
Right, but we've made a lot of progress since then.
We understand the human body a lot more. All progress is good progress, Kevin.
Okay. So Ralph is a no washer?
I'm not at all. I'm an everyday washer.
Oh, I'm just saying. No way you're supposed to do it every day. That you're wrong.
I know. But I have the kind of hair that if I don't, I look like a homeless person.
Right.
I get it from a nap. No, you've got a very close cropped head of hair.
I do that because it looks terrible.
You can do anything. You could never wash your hair for a month. No one would know because you have
but I do
half an
I'm
inch
not
of hair
gross.
On your head.
But Ralph has a mane, it has to be maintained.
I've got glorious locks.
Sure.
And so if I don't vigorously maintain it.
Right.
Vigorously.
It just becomes a... unacceptable.
Hey, Ralph, you're welcome to join us after 7 with
nope,
this topic.
I'm busy.
Ralph's a shampoo truther.
Listen, Voting today.
What?
Vote today.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying. Vote today.
Election Day 2016.
And I like this fact that some cities are helping out people vote. I think it's good for a city to do that. It's good karma.
How's that?
For example, in my hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
They're right in the middle of a vicious, brutal, contested battle.
For president?
No. Well, yes. But also a transit strike.
Okay.
The local transit authority is on strike there. And so the powers that be of the union of the transit workers said, you know what? We're going to call it off for today. We're going to run the buses. We're going to open up the bus line so that people can get from their homes to the voting polling place. This is more important. We will pick the strike up again tomorrow. But as for today, it'll be business as usual.
And
Election Day 2016.
They even suspended the strike yesterday, Ralph, because they knew they didn't want to stand between Philadelphians and their Bruce Springsteen concert. Because that would have been hell to pay if people couldn't get to see the boss last night.
Right. But here in Los Angeles, you're doing a very cool thing. If you are going to your polling place and you're having a hard time because you're driving around trying to find a place to park, within a block of your Los Angeles polling place...
You can drive through?
The police department and the city's Department of Transportation said they're relaxing parking rules within a block of each polling place.
Wow.
Means you don't have to put money in the parking meters. You don't have to observe the time limits.
I'm not buying it. I'm not falling for this one.
Street cleaning restrictions, permit parking restrictions will also not be observed.
It's a setup.
So within a block of a polling place, you will be able to park your car, get out, vote without fear of a meter reader coming by.
They're going to clean up so much today.
Right? You're half a millimeter away from that block.
Well, here's the thing you can't do. You can't block a driveway and you can't park in front of a fire hydrant. But everything else, it's like the purge.
I'm not sure.
It's the parking purge.
It's parking purge.
It's the
okay.
parking purge.
All right.
You can get away with anything.
Sounds like a setup.
It's not a setup.
I'm saying it sounds like one, though.
Well, I'm telling you right now it's not a setup. So stop saying it's a setup. Because it's not a setup.
Set up.
No.
Chili Peppers. They're a band.
Yes.
They've just added another 27 dates to their North American tour next year. Tour begins on January 5th in San Antonio, Texas, and then kicks off this new leg on April 12th in Washington, D.C., wrapping up in Chicago on June 30th. So if you want to see them around the country, tickets for the next batch of shows go on sale Friday. And every ticket comes with a CD or digital download of the new Chili Peppers album, The Gateway.
Wow.
So you get a ticket and you get a CD.
They're getting rave reviews for this tour, by the way. Apparently they're playing as well as they've ever played, and people seem to be loving it.
It's good news for Peppers fans. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. TV personality Jack Osborne is 31 years old today. Actress Tara Reid turns 41. Parker Posey, very talented and lovely lady. She usually, you know her from all the Christopher Guest movies. That's primarily, I think, where people know her. 48 years old today, Chef Gordon Ramsay is 50. If not mistaken, I think Parker Posey's in that new mascot that Christopher
she certainly is
on Netflix. And our buddy Jensen Karp, the hip-hop correspondent for the Kevin and Bean Show, author of the book Kanye West Owes Me $300. He turns 37 years old today. Happy birthday, Jensen. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, don't forget, make sure you are a K-Rock Street Team member before Friday at noon so that you can get the password to buy your tickets to join us for this year's K-Rock Almost Christmas 2016 edition. Features everybody from Blink-182 and Green Day to Kings of Leon and Beck to Jimmy Eat World and Weezer, AFI, Bastille, Ex-Ambassadors, The Head and the Heart, and so much more spread out over two great nights on December 10th and 11th at the Forum. Get all the details at krock.com.
Shouldn't wash your hair, ever, ever.
Ever.
Do not wash your hair.
Well,
ever.
It is interesting because I saw this article yesterday with Alex James, who plays bass for a band called Blur, talking about how he hadn't washed his hair in 10 years. And I mentioned this out loud in the room, and Ali said, you know person or people who are kind of on board with Mr. James.
Two guys that I know. And I thought, this is the weirdest thing ever. And then another guy has been tweeting about it. Like recently saying he never washes his hair. Every once in a while, he'll slap some conditioner on it, but never uses shampoo, ever.
Here's more from the article about Alex James. Some health experts claim not washing your hair is actually beneficial for your locks and will make them thicker and more luscious. Mother Lucy Atkin-Reed, 33, from Camberwell in South London, cracks an egg on her hair or pours vinegar over her head every 10 days for cleanliness.
Come on now.
And what do you think the results of that are? The
eggs
and the vinegar.
She has beautiful, beautiful hair.
She claims that her do-it-yourself methods have left her with a different head of hair since she decided to ditch shampoo. Mrs. Reed said that people were so impressed with how she looked
right?
that they, too, banished shampoo. Her gardener husband, Tim, and even her neighbors have stopped using it. She does not wash her children, Ramona, 5, and 3-year-old Juno's hair either. Mrs. Reed said her hair has become thicker and fuller, and she has been able to enjoy experimenting with new styles. She said, I always thought I'd used organic and healthy shampoos, but when I went upstairs and grabbed the bottle I was using, I realized the ingredients were full of synthetic chemicals I'd never heard of.
But
I was
knows that.
Yes, everyone knows that.
Here's the thing with Lucy. Good thing that her gardener and her husband and everyone else is on board, because you all reek of vinegar and eggs. Come on.
What about what Ralph was saying, which was let your body take care of itself, just use water like they did in before shampoos were invented. Is it possible that there is something to that, that your hair then comes around and starts self-cleaning?
Well,
like your ears self-clean.
Let's play this audio that we have, this interview that we have, because then I have an answer for that.
All right, let me set this up.
All right.
This is Chris Evans, who's the breakfast presenter on BBC Radio 2. He is talking to Dr. Phil Langton, talking about whether self-cleaning hair works. Here's what the doctor says.
Typically what people find, though, is that their hair gets really greasy, their scalp itches. Some people will say that their hair smells too, but after about a month to 6 weeks, it comes out the other side, and it's all lovely and glossy and silky and wonderful. And most people, I think, who've ever tried this, don't go back.
Do you wash your hair with water?
I cycle quite a bit, so most mornings I'll have a shower and just get it wet. And about every 2 or 3 weeks, I stick a bit of conditioner on it. But it's never had shampoo near it.
I've never had shampoo near it.
I wouldn't want to go through the 4 to 6 weeks of your hair being icky, though, to get to that point. Would you?
And call me an idiot, but isn't that how long it takes your hair to grow? Pretty much 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Aren't you
so it's just like cycling.
Yeah, you're just growing new hair to replace the greasy, itchy, smelly hair. But then I would assume you go through the itchy, greasy, smelly thing again before you grow a hair.
All right.
This doesn't make any sense.
So what's the real deal, people? I know in our audience we have people who try everything. Let's find out what the consensus is on this. I mean, it used to be that you were told to shampoo your hair every day, right? I don't think most people do that anymore. Do you, Allie? I think most people have spread that out a little bit, don't do it quite as much as they used to maybe a generation ago.
I know. I used to wash my hair every day.
Right.
And then my hairdresser was like, every 4 days tops because I have so much hair that I need the natural oils. But yeah,
But what about the fact that it
smells like donkey ass?
Oh, that's concerning.
That?
Yeah, yeah, I didn't think about it.
Yeah. So let's find out if we've got some Kevin and B listeners who don't wash their hair, go years at a time without washing their hair, and tell us what that cycle is like.
If this is true, how much money have we wasted on shampoo in our lives?
Unbelievable.
That's a really good question, Kevin. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your stories on not washing your hair. You've just decided it's okay to look like Daryl from The Walking Dead. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on Kevin.
All right, got a lot of gross people on the line. You're excited about that?
Come on.
Or not.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:19.
The jury's still out. We don't know, man. Look, we talked about two different people who have not washed their hair in years, and they say that's the way to go. Allie, you say you've got friends who are on board with as well. Just they never shampoo their hair.
Nope.
Now, you're an every 4 days person.
Oh, well, I'm about every 3 days.
Okay,
yeah.
3-ish. Okay. But you have friends that just never do.
And one I haven't smelled in a long time. The other one I've been near.
And
doesn't smell.
No problem. All right. Well, let's find out. Joshua is Exhibit A. He's in Whittier Line 1. He has not washed his hair in 10 years.
Wow.
Now, you're not one of those crazy dreadlocks people or anything, are you, Joshua? That's not what we're talking about here?
God, no, fellas. And by the way, good morning, Kevin,
morning.
Bean, Allie. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take me back a decade. How did it start where you one day woke up and said, that's it, I'm not washing my hair anymore. Shampoo is for losers.
Honestly, it started in high school. My science teacher told me that if you wash your hair too much, you destroy the pH balance in it, and you start destroying the hair.
Well, I think everyone can agree that you can wash it too much, right?
Yeah, you can't overwash,
absolutely.
For sure.
Okay,
but
we all agree on that.
Women wash their hair like every single night and then complain about their hair falling out all
the time.
Some
do, that's true, yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't wash my hair. I haven't washed it in 10 years just because, like, dude, it just wasn't doing anything. I still get dandruff. It still get really dry. Mm. And then I stopped washing it.
Sexy.
And then
sounds
about
sexy.
6 months in, I conditioned my hair. Honestly, I'm the thickest hair on the planet, but I'm not a hairy guy. And every time anyone touches my hair, they're always saying it's super soft. Like, I can't believe how thick and full it
There's
is.
There's no really one touching soft. Your hair. Joshua, no one is touching your hair. Kevin. How many times do people touch your hair during the course of a day? Allie?
Well, not during the day,
Dean?
Come on,
never.
When you're at home at night with a woman.
Oh, please, like you have a woman. Wow, you're really making a lot of assumptions here, Kevin.
Let Joshua live.
I'm just harassing you, Joshua.
So Joshua can't have a woman because he doesn't wash his
right?
hair.
That's what you're saying.
I will tell you that I do condition it about once a month. And that's okay. Just to kind of add some, you know, softness to it. But other than that, there's honestly, you're destroying your hair washing.
And no longer dandruff, nothing, none of that.
Nothing. My hair is absolutely soft. No itching of the skin. No nothing.
Interesting.
Well, why is this not more commonly known if this would be most of our experiences? Why is there a multi-billion-dollar shampoo in it?
Because Joshua's used to the smell now. That's why.
Well, there's really, honestly, there's no smell. Because
okay. Right, I'm saying you're used to it.
You shower on a daily. There's, you know, there's no smell.
All right. Why do you want him to smell so bad?
Joshua,
I just
thank
assume
you.
He does.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Let's get a lady on the line. Let's talk to Abby, Los Angeles, please, line 4. Let's find out what's going on. Abby, welcome to the show. What do you have to add?
So I haven't washed my hair in about 4 years, and everyone just constantly raves to me about how, I guess, amazing my hair is.
That's an odd thing, because I don't feel like people compliment other people's hair that often.
Oh.
And yet you say all the time.
My hair is, like, I'd say waist-length, huge, red, curly hair, mm-hmm. So everyone always... I guess would come up to me before I even did what I do now, and they would always compliment me. But then all my friends said, "What have you been doing differently? It's not frizzy anymore. It seems so much more healthy." And I've actually been able to maintain the length, and I actually don't cut my hair anymore.
Do your friends ask you why it
smells like donkey ass?
Oh,
No. Whenever I walk by them, they're like, "You smell like coconut. You're amazing. Like, what are you doing?"
Abby loves Abby. I know that.
Abby is certainly into Abby, and I love it.
Smells like coconut. Abby, you don't even cut your hair anymore. You've turned into a cave woman.
No, I used to like always have to cut my hair every like I'd say 3 to 6 months because I had such bad split ends. It was so dry. I felt like.
And you think, and you're telling us that shampoo is why that happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
My hair was constantly dry, and now it's just healthier than ever.
Okay, Abby, I appreciate that you called. Let me ask you one question from the other room. This is from our assistant producer, Christine. She wants to know, do you use soap on your skin, and isn't your scalp just skin? You wouldn't just stop using soap, would you?
Boom.
really? Boom?
Well, your skin has natural oils as well. So I feel like because your scalp is protected by so much hair that
you're smelly.
You don't really. I'm not smelly.
I think you're smelly.
She smells like coconut.
I feel like you're smelly.
It's
all right.
Science.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that, Abby.
She smells, right?
No.
That's our conclusion.
We've got to take her at face value.
Take her at face value. That's what
I meant.
Okay.
Let's take one more and let's make it Brenda from La Cunada because she has the science angle on this, which is maybe something that we could really use.
Hey, Brenda.
Glad you called. Thank you for holding on. What do you have to tell us?
Hi, good morning. This is interesting. I read an article in the New York Times a while ago and some reporter decided to, you know, try the don't shower. It was beyond not washing his hair.
He's saying don't take a shower at all for your body?
Correct. Uh-oh. He said, well, this is another person who told him, so he said, I'm going to try it. And he didn't use any soap. And the idea is that there's good bacteria and bad bacteria on our body. And when that gets out of whack, the bad bacteria is what makes you smell and your perspiration. So like in the caveman days, they were... You know, like Josh was saying, the pH balance was okay. And so we smell when the bad bacteria is too strong. And then we kill the good bacteria with soap and shampoo.
Why doesn't soap and shampoo kill the bad bacteria?
Oh, it kills everything.
Oh.
But then, you know, it's like
you're killing both.
It's like probiotics, you know, and antibiotics.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, I've been on a boat trip, and we weren't really showering and using a lot of soap. And I'm sure if people out there camping and boating, after a while, you kind of don't smell.
I think you kind of get used to it. And I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you get used to it. You and your group get used to it because you're all kind of living in the same funk a little bit.
Damn hippies.
Smells like donkey ass.
All right, so Brenda, your conclusion reading this article is shampoo or no shampoo for you?
Oh, I still shampoo.
Okay. All right. Well, that cleared it up for us. Thank you.
It's nothing creepy about it. They just pay me money to go and take off my shirt and get tickled by people. That's all. That's all I'm doing on the weekend. Hey, we'll talk to David Ferrier. He is the journalist behind the Tickled movie coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning, which is a fascinating subculture that I guess the rest of you didn't know existed, even though I've been into it for years.
Oh, God.
I sure didn't know anything about it.
First, though, it is Election Day 2016.
What do we call it?
Election Day 2016.
That's what we call it. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, same words.
And
been on the nose, actually.
Election Day 2016.
Not the decision for America or anything dramatic like that.
Election Day 2016.
Well, Alex Jones has been our favorite prognosticator over the past, for all of the election cycle.
And he's the fair and balanced guy, right?
That's right. He's exactly right, yes. And he makes a lot of sense to me, and I wish more people in the mainstream media would listen to him. He's in the bunker in Austin, Texas. He runs Infowars.com. A very popular website, and he is doing 52 hours, if I have that number right, of continuous election coverage.
Why do we need 52 hours?
It's election 2016. That's why, Kevin.
Election Day 2016.
Well said.
Now, he says that regardless of what the mainstream media is telling you in the polls, that Hillary Clinton is totally collapsing. The Clinton campaign is in a downward spiral as the election nears. And we thought that might be a good point to jump off on with our friend Alex Jones, who joins us on the phone right now here on KROQ. Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you, sir?
Hello. How are you?
We are good.
We're doing fine. How's the broadcast going?
Excellent. We're all about to celebrate the return of American values. We will no longer be run by this new world order created by Clinton and her cronies, this coalition of global banking concerns that would have you all as slaves.
And slaves, really? Are they going to? Is that how it's going to work?
Oh, absolutely. You will be a slave. You will have the flaming garbage of 1,000 IHOPs packed into your colon.
What?
And you'll be forced to do her bidding.
Wait, what's going to happen with my colon?
The flaming garbage of 1,000 IHOPs.
Well, that's not what I want.
That's not what you want at all.
Pancakes,
vote for Trump.
Do love pancakes.
Okay, why do you say the Clinton campaign is starting to lose confidence in Hillary's ability to win? Because the polls, and a lot of them, are saying that she's got a fairly comfortable lead heading into Election Day.
Those fictional polls you're referring to are completely manufactured. They do not reflect the actual voting and means that Americans are turning out in force to stop this giant pile of carbuncles and cystic acne that runs a river of pus through her bloodstream.
Good Lord.
Wow.
And you are wearing those pantsuits because she's covered with carbuncles and cystic acne.
Oh, is that true?
And she got it from spending summers in her home on Hell's Lake of Fire.
Where is that?
In hell.
In hell.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, Alex, here's...
Lake of Fire in hell. The one in hell.
The one in hell. Okay, gotcha.
Lake of Fire in Utah.
Oh, okay, good. here's what I'm confused about, because there have been two kind of competing theories in the alt-right news in recent days. One is that she's the most powerful creature that Satan has ever spawned.
That is true.
Okay. And the other is that she is so weak that the van that she travels around is actually a hospital on wheels because she can barely stand long enough to give a speech anymore.
Well, you have to recognize that she is a corpse. She is not a living human being.
I don't think that's...
She's a corpse that is just run on pure evil. And sometimes she loses her strength and she must beckon to her minion, Tim Kaine, who has to bring her a cauldron of the blood of virgins. And then a gelatinous mixture of blended feral cats and sugar-free butterscotch pudding.
And that's what's keeping her, to keep the appearance of being alive?
That's what keeps her alive. She has momentary losses of strength until she gets her special feed mixture.
I see.
And she's able to go on.
So that doesn't even seem sustainable. If she were to, God forbid, win the election, how can somebody like that even lead?
It is sustainable, because what they do is they take that mixture, they pack it into her colon, then she's sealed off with molten copper, and they pierce her sphincter with a kryptonite bicycle lock.
You are obsessed with the anus.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. God. Nobody needs it. smell it.
Oh,
I mean,
come on.
That poor turtle.
Allie, can't you keep that in your own time?
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Do that to us. Guys, I got to tell you, the next half hour is going to be pretty sweet. We'll talk to the director of the Tickled documentary. That's going to be great. And then Jimmy Pardo.
Ah.
Joins us on the program.
Your showbiz friend, Jimmy Pardo?
It's Battle Supreme.
My closest friend in showbiz is yes. Wow. And apparently we are 100% in agreement and on the same page that
right.
it was the end of daylight saving, not savings time this past week.
And it's important to correct people.
And it's important to let people know, to spread the word. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I think that's where Jimmy's coming down on based on what you brought us yesterday, Ralph. But we will discuss. That's coming up soon as well. First time for the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday election day. What's going on?
Well, before I get to showbiz news, how about Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Yay! Yes, please.
See, this J.K. Rowling, she's a freaking genius because she won't give you any more Potter, but she'll just give you all around the edges.
Yep.
All around the edges of Potter. That's where she'll be spending her time, creating a whole Potterverse of films that we're going to get, the first of which is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, starring the incomparable Eddie Redmayne, Catherine Waterson, Ezra Miller's also in this, Colin Farrell. Great cast about Newt Scamander. He's in New York City with just a satchel full of beasts. And then what happens? Right?
Right.
Keep your beasts locked up, Newt Scamander.
That's the message of today.
I think so. As we look at the election. If you'd like to go to the advanced screening of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, thanks to K-Rock, you can. We're having it on November 15th at the Arclight Hollywood. I've got tickets to give away right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five callers through at that phone number, we'll get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Movies and theaters everywhere on the 18th if you don't win, so you won't have to wait too long. But if you do win, you can go to your friends and go, ha-ha, because you've seen it 3 days before it opens. Speaking of tickets, Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, it's the return of Hollywood Babylon.
No.
Me and Kevin Smith taking the stage once again. And after whatever this week will bring, you may need some laughs and more than a couple drinks.
No.
So come out and join us Friday night at 10 p.m. at the Improv for the return of Hollywood Babylon. Looking forward
Hollywood
to getting
Babylon
back on the stage. Thank you, Rodney.
Wrong.
Hollywood Babylon.
That's Hollywood
Wrong.
Babylon. That's right. No, Donald, he's right, actually.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right, put the turtle away. Hey, good news. We're getting a remake of a classic movie.
Finally.
I hate all those classic movies that just sit there being all perfect. Just sitting there all smug. Oh, look at me. What a great film am I?
Wait, I've never heard of this. They're taking an older movie?
Yes.
And they're going to make a new one?
Right.
What?
Because you know how it is. It's once a movie is made, it disappears and you can never see it again.
Right.
It goes away and there's no other formats to watch that original classic film on. So they have to remake it so that you can watch at least an inferior version of that movie.
It's science.
The remake began, boys and girls. Let me give you a little Hollywood history lesson. The remake began back in the day when literally a movie would come out in movie theaters and it would play for, I don't know, almost a year, 8 months, 9 months, a year, a big budget motion picture. And then it would go away.
It would go away for good?
Good. It would go away. Maybe
there was no other way to see it if it wasn't in the theater.
Maybe we'd get a re-release
I see.
Some years later. And then, of course, with the advent of television, you could watch it on the Sunday late movie or something like that. But they would take a story like Robin Hood or Sherlock Holmes, whatever, and they could remake it ad nauseum because there was no real way to see the other films. But we live in a day and age where there's nothing you can't see. Let's say, for example, I want to see An American Werewolf in London.
Right.
I can see that.
It's still available?
Yes. But it matters not because they are remaking An American Werewolf in London.
The original is so great.
It is so great.
It's so great.
Jenny Agutter, of course, Griffin Dunn stars, and let's not forget David Naughton.
Sure.
Of Making It fame,
right? Frequent Kevin and Bean Show guest David Naughton.
Frequent Kevin and Bean Show guest David Naughton. Not only was he a pepper, and not only was he making it, but he was also the American Werewolf in London.
I'm solid gold. Woo! I've got the goods. I stand when I walk through the neighborhood. I'm making it. I've got the chance. I'm taking it. No more. No more faking it. This time in life, I'm making it.
Woo, woo, woo. Oh. Greatest theme song ever.
Where's David Naughton on Acoustic Christmas, by the way?
Right?
How do you know every word to that song?
Because it's the greatest.
Seriously, though.
But seriously, though.
No, but I'm saying seriously.
The greatest.
Why did he not have a bigger acting career after American Werewolf in London, which I seem to remember being a pretty big hit?
I don't know.
Okay.
He wanted to sing?
He wanted to make it? So they're going to remake that. Now, the only possible upside to this, the only thing that makes it a glimmer of hope, is that it's going to be written and directed by Max Landis, who is the son of John Landis, who was the original writer and director of that particular film. So if there's anything to genetics, maybe we will all be spared.
Has he made other things?
He made a series that is on the BBC America right now called the... Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Okay, and is it good?
It's good. It's pretty good. And he's a comic book writer, and he's a nerd extraordinaire, and he's a pretty talented writer. He's got some stuff going on. But I would much rather see him take on something original of his own rather than take something that his dad did 30 years ago and put a shine on that. Because I can't imagine how you make that movie any better. I think it was Rick Baker, wasn't it, who did all the special effects in that. The werewolf effects in that. Brilliant stuff.
Here's some good news on the Max Landis front. He is best known for writing the films Chronicle,
right,
which we all liked, right?
Mm-hmm.
American Ultra and the Victor Frankenstein remake from last year, too. So that's pretty good stuff.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying? You're down? You're in?
Leave it alone.
Okay, leave it alone.
Because you know why? Because then, next thing we know, we get American Werewolf in Paris. When we all remember that debacle.
Yes.
So let's not go there again.
Yeah, that was the unfortunate sequel.
Oh, my goodness. Still have cold. I wake up in cold sweats in that movie. Today's celebrity birthday is Jensen Karp, our good friend and hip-hop correspondent at the Kevin and Bean Show. 37 years old today. Happy birthday, Jensen. Jack Osborne, TV personality, is 31. Tara Reid is 41 years old. Parker Posey, from that gang of hilarious people that always work with Christopher Guest, she is 48 years old. Chef Gordon Ramsay, where is the risotto? Love how he says risotto instead of risotto. So cool.
That is cool.
He's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I'm making it!
Stand when I walk through the neighborhood, right, I'm making it.
All right, good.
I've got the chance, I'm taking it.
Am I faking it?
No more, no more faking it. This time in life, I'm making it.
All right, everybody. Hey.
Oh, a lot of yelling going on.
I'm starting yet. What's happening? Everyone's yelling.
All right. Let's reset. Let's pretend we're a professional broadcast show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 10 minutes after 8.
He claims to be a journalist, but I don't know about that. But he is definitely an actor and a director, and his latest film is called Tickled, now available on iTunes, Amazon, and on demand. Please welcome David Ferrier to the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for having me here. Thank you so much.
First question, Australia or New Zealand? Which one are you?
I'm from New Zealand.
You're New Zealand.
The better one. Clearly I'm from New Zealand. Can't you tell from my accent?
When you say bitter, yes.
I got it from you.
Don't you start. But no, New Zealand. I'm the New Zealand one.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, we like that, right?
We're fine with that.
Lord of the Rings, Hobbit.
That's Eagle versus Shark.
What We Do in the Shadows, Eagle versus Shark.
I mean, sure.
I'm also a fan of that film.
The Dish.
The best.
Right. So Tickle, The Dish, one of my favorite movies.
It's not one of your favorite
all
movies.
Time.
That's what we were yelling about.
Yeah,
okay, it's not, but let's move on.
Tickled is a movie that got a lot of attention, probably much more than you even expected when it was available in theaters a few months ago. And the reason you're here today is because, as I mentioned, it's now available on demand or to buy. Explain the premise of Tickled to folks who maybe the name doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, Tickled, it is super hard to explain, but basically it's about this tickling competition I discovered that is in Los Angeles, where every month young men are flown into L.A. and they're paid thousands of dollars to tickle each other. And
you said competition.
It's competitive endurance tickling is what it's called.
Competitive endurance tickling. Okay.
And I reached out to this company, and they very aggressively told me that they didn't want me to do a story about them because I'm a journalist in New Zealand. And then they hired lawyers, and I kept doing the story. And
now, in the movie, you say that they immediately started saying that they had problems with the fact that you're gay.
Yeah, that was their main thing. I mean, I went to their Facebook page, and I said, I'm really interested in this competition. Like, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Can I do a story? And their first response was, we don't want to deal with a homosexual journalist, which when you see these tickling videos, it's like men. It's like man-on-man tickling. Like, there's nothing gayer. And so that response was just so out of this world. I just thought, there's got to be something more going on.
Do you think you would have followed through and made this movie if their response wasn't so ridiculous?
No, I honestly don't. Because, you know, I was in New Zealand and they're in Los Angeles. Right. And my idea was just to maybe Skype the organizer and say, like, what's this crazy competition?
Tell
Why is there so
this.
Much money involved?
Right.
Like, can I take part? But, you know, because, you know, because the money's so good.
Explain to people how much money these people were
doing. Oh, like, at a base rate, you're getting $1,500 for a session. But also, you get flown to LA from wherever you are in the world, including New Zealand. You get put up in a really nice hotel, and, like, you're treated really well for a week. It's like
so
a weekend of tickles.
So the money seems endless.
Oh, the money's huge, and that's what sort of got my attention. And my friend Dylan, like, got his attention as well, and we sort of thought, there's more going on here. And so by the time this company hired lawyers, we were like, there's definitely something happening. And so we flew to America, started filming, and that's when things got weird.
That's when it got weird.
Yeah, I mean, what I've just described is like the first 5 minutes of the film, basically.
Okay, when did the lawyers for the company fly to New Zealand?
They sent some representatives over about a month after I'd started emailing this company. It was quick. And, I mean, that's when Dylan and I kind of looked at each other and went, you know, holy heck, they're sending people here from New York. Like,
they
want to
stop you in person. It's not enough to send a letter. They want to get your face.
No, exactly. And I think when people – I've never had anyone fly from America to New Zealand.
And it was three guys, right?
Three guys. Right. Just to tell me not to do something. That was, and they were there for a week, and we had these bizarre meetings and conversations. And, you know, we secretly recorded a lot of those conversations. And they're still some of the weirdest conversations I've ever had.
Oh, I bet. So did they also make it difficult for you to get the interviews that you wanted to with the people who either watched the tickling videos or took part of the videos?
Oh, yeah, big time. Because, like, pretty early on, we reached out to some of the young men in these videos. And, you know, they signed up thinking that they were involved in some sort of competition. Like, they were naive. They were all in Adidas gear. So they thought, this is someone's, like, weird idea of, like Ultimate Frisbee, something like that.
They
like,
do look
weird.
Very athletic.
Yeah, they are. Like, a lot of them are
all
athletes.
Them. Right.
But what they didn't realize is they were sort of being tricked into making fetish videos for a certain audience. And they had no idea because you don't think of tickling as being necessarily someone's fetish. And
right.
So once they'd made those, you know, once they got involved in the competition and were making those videos, if they stopped making them,
this is where it gets ugly.
Oh,
tell
yeah,
people.
This
is,
so dark.
Yeah, this is where the company, I mean, you sort of think like it's tickling, it's this really innocent thing. But what this company does, they're incredibly internet savvy. And once they've got these videos of you being tickled, they basically use them to like ruin your life. And so trying to talk to the participants was really difficult because they were terrified.
How would they ruin their lives?
Basically, these videos would just end up everywhere that you didn't want them.
Because one athlete had YouTube take it down.
Yeah.
And that didn't help
at all.
And
then it went crazy. And, you know, a lot of these guys are from, like, incredibly poor and also, like, really right-leaning states and so or countries. And so this idea of you being tickled by other guys for, like, hours on end can be used in a really damaging way against you. So
and they would basically get blackmailed.
They're basically, essentially, you know, if you don't tickle, like, this is what's going to happen to you. And suddenly, you know, their grandmother and their boss and their school is getting these videos, along with, you know, lawyers entering the scene there as well and just basically terrifying them.
So, David, did you have any kind of legal repercussions against you? Is anything that you, there was no nothing actionable that you did? You were just being a journalist chasing a story.
No, well, I mean,
there was lawsuit talk more than I've ever seen in any project.
Yeah,
except
there was,
for maybe a Church of Scientology project.
You know, well, that's the thing. I felt like we were making a film about Scientology,
right,
to be honest. But I had to keep reminding myself, this is just tickling.
It's just
this
tickling.
Is just tickling.
Because they kept threatening you, right? They would threaten you with
totally.
Lawsuits.
And I know, since we released the film earlier this year, at Sundance, we've been sued twice so far. You know, like, this company is not happy the film exists. And it's kind of a miracle it's even out. I feel
but as a
like,
journalist, you stand by what's in the film as being accurate, right?
Oh, and it is. Like, it is accurate. But
that's
this
a great
company,
defense.
It's like, it is. It's like Scientology, who just has, sort of have their hands out there just going, this is all fine. This is all fine. There's nothing odd
this
going on.
This is the strangest conversation our listeners will hear today.
Yes,
we are talking
agreed.
To a man about a movie he made called Tickled, and you can get it on iTunes right now or get it on demand on your TV or on Amazon or whatnot. And you thought it was going to be one thing, and no one was more surprised by what it turned out to be than you, the director himself.
yourself, right, David?
Oh, so surprised. This was a rabbit hole, like a rabbit hole I've never been down before like this. This was so, so weird. Friends made about tickling, you know, and if you watch, right. if you watch the film, after you've watched it, go on the internet and Google tickles and see, like, what's happened since the film's come out. And even that is crazier.
Well, right? It's just like a sequel.
Yeah, it just escalates.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, as well, that watch this, like, we argue with people on Twitter all the time. They think it's a mockumentary.
Yeah.
Because it's so weird.
It is so weird, and it looks not possible.
Yeah, well, it's a tickling contest.
And the lawyers the lawyers that get involved in the lawsuits and everything else, it just seems... Now, what happened with the two lawsuits?
Yeah, so at the moment, I mean, those were filed in two states, and we basically got them... We were going to move them to New York, where sort of the entity behind this all lives, because that makes more sense for the lawsuits to be based there.
Okay.
So the main sort of person behind all this turned up at one of our screenings when it was in cinemas, and... Basically, you know, imagine having, like, one of the main characters from your film, like, turn up unannounced, and the whole audience has just watched the story unfold. And then they basically spent most of that, you know, the Q&A when they had the microphone just telling us this isn't over. If you think it's bad now, it's just going to escalate and get crazy. We're just sort of waiting. We're just, like, in this crazy spot.
What about now the conspiracy theorists thinking that you guys are all in on it together?
Oh, yeah. People think, A, we hired actors to make this really obscure mockumentary because it's just too strange to believe. And now that people from the film are turning up at certain screenings we do in cinemas, like, they think those are paid actors and this is all a bit of performance art.
How bizarre.
But which is really flattering because, like, I wish I had the brain capacity to come up with something like that, but I don't.
You're a genius.
No, I'm really not. So it's been a wild ride. So, yeah, I don't know.
I can't wait to see it. And you talk about it feeling like you're down the rabbit hole, and that's saying something, because in New Zealand, you guys live in rabbit holes, right?
Yeah, we're all hobbits, and we live in little hobbit houses. Wow.
That's what I understood. Wow. All right. You can get to Mr. Ferrier on Twitter, at his name, David Ferrier. It's Tickled Movie and TickledMovie.com. Again, available iTunes, Amazon, and on demand. I can't wait to see it. So glad you came by, David. Really fun. Thank you.
No, thanks for having me, and thanks for watching it.
I've been so looking forward to this.
I know you have.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Look, I know that America's making some big decisions at the polls today, but this is what I care about is can my friendship with Hollywood legend Jimmy Pardo, comedian and podcaster from NeverNotFunny.com, can it survive this apparent chasm in our approach to daylight saving time ending this past weekend? Let's welcome Mr. Pardo to the show first. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, sir?
Good morning. I think it's weird I'm via telephone when I'm literally a half a mile away from your studio.
Well, I know. That is odd. Okay. I'll give you that.
We're glad you joined us. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation to come on. I fear that there's a problem here because you and I spent our weekends in very different ways, Jimmy. I was on Twitter correcting people for incorrectly saying daylight savings time all weekend long. And you instead were traveling around to do your hilarious comedy around the country. And I think we have the audio read of Jimmy's tweet from over the weekend.
Man on plane correcting his wife. You know it's daylight saving time, not savings. Me. Who gives a you pedantic...
So that's from Jimmy's Twitter feed.
Now here's one from Bean to the Pez Candy Company.
Mm-hmm.
The Pez Candy Company. Hi, Pez. Love your candy, but it's actually the end of daylight saving, not savings time this weekend. No S at the end. Cheers.
It's a candy company. Who cares?
That's my point. And the answer to your question is Bean cares.
Bean, why? Come on, brother.
Look, Jimmy, here's the deal.
And this is one of the two or three things that Bean goes crazy over each year.
For this.
This is one of the three topics that gets him into motion.
Look, it's a slippery slope if you just let people start willy-nilly saying whatever they want and adding S's here and screwing up there. Look. The thing has a name, Jimmy. It has a name, and there's a name that is correct, and then there's a name that's incorrect. So why not just say it the right way?
Hey, Jimmy, can I read you another Bean tweet?
Yes, please.
This is to the Ellen Show.
Oh, God.
You mean Happy Standard Time, Ellen. And,
oh, God, I read that. I wanted to punch my phone.
And it was daylight saving, not savings, time that ended. Dance to that.
All right,
that's a win only because dance to that, right?
Dance to that
what makes that a home run? Oh my God!
So where are you coming from, Jimmy? I'm coming from I love America and I love what's right.
Right.
Okay, where are you? What communist world are you coming from? What's your point of view here?
Of course, I love this country. I'm a patriot. I fly American Airlines. You know that. I'm going to pivot because I know that's a topic, a word that we like to use these days.
Okay.
What about February the 14th, Bean? What do you call that?
Okay. I think you're setting me up here to say Valentine's Day, but I do say Valentine's Day. I do say that correctly, I think.
What do you think about the people that throw an M in there for no reason whatsoever?
I mean, look, it's the same thing. If they're doing it out of ignorance, I think their friends would be doing them a favor by saying, hey, you know what? It's actually Valentine's Day. It's not Valentine's Day.
I don't feel like anybody wants to be corrected by their friends with spelling unless they say to you, correct me.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think you would want to know, Jimmy? Wouldn't you want to know, Jimmy, if you were saying something incorrectly over and over and over again? Wouldn't you want your wife, your friends, your family, your fans to let you know?
Well, I'll speak to that because I have friends in Michigan and Ohio that say the word. I'm going to spell it, then you guys say it.
Okay.
A-C-R-O-S-S.
Across.
Across.
They add a T?
They put an E-D at the end.
Across. Oh.
Across. They were going across the state. Yeah. Like, well, okay. There's no ED at the end of that. And yet, I'm going to be honest, I've never corrected them because I feared they would, you know, unlock the doors and push me out and I'd be rolling on a highway.
So you've never one time corrected any relative that says it that way?
No, because I almost feel so badly that they've been doing it for 40 years that I don't want them to then go, oh my God, for 40 years I've looked like an a-hole and nobody told me.
So you think the kind thing to do is to let people just be ignorant and not know it?
Let them live dumb, yeah.
How much difference does it make is my question, if you say daylight savings or daylight saving? Because at the end of the day, there are a lot of words like that where just because of common usage, it gets changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen, Bean. It's going to get changed to daylight savings, and they're going to say, you can use either.
Right, but this actually has a name. It's not just a figure of speech. It actually has a name from Congress. That's the difference in this case, I think.
Don't bring Congress in. That's insane.
All right, Jimmy.
Can you guys get past this?
That's
my question.
That's what I'm wondering. Can our friendship survive this, Mr. Pardo?
Here's how we'll know, because here's the one that's in our house that is controversy that my wife and son, 9-year-old son, we fight about this. Let's call it daily.
Okay.
The Boris Karloff played who in the old monster movies? Who did he play?
Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, goodbye. Nice talking to you.
Why? Do you say Frankenstein?
Yes, because that everybody knows who you're talking about.
But it's so it really doesn't matter that it's wrong. That's my point. It really doesn't matter is what Jimmy's saying and I'm saying.
Nobody puts their mask on Halloween and goes, I'm going as Frankenstein's monster, father. Come on.
Jimmy, I think you need to start paying more attention to detail, man.
Can you guys get past this? Jimmy?
I can if you will. Yeah.
Bean? He doesn't want to be corrected, Bean.
The Jimmy Pardo podcast, by the way, Never Not Funny, is at Flappers Comedy Club on my birthday. How about that? November 14th at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank is Jimmy Pardo's next appearance on my birthday.
Right, that's irrelevant.
FlappersComedy.com. Tickets available now, just $10.
Bean, he does not want you to correct his spelling. How can you handle that? Are you all right? I feel like this is an important moment.
I mean,
this is your closest friend in show business.
It is my close friend in show business because we texted that one time.
He doesn't want to be corrected.
I'm not saying I don't mind being corrected. I just say let the other people don't live your life. Don't be so stressed.
Oh, here's what you're saying.
Who gives a you pedantic.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You're right.
I think that puts a fine point on it. Thanks for coming on, Jimmy.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. Ellie, what's it been like for you hearing from the Patriots haters online over the last 24 hours since Donald Trump says they're all backing him?
Yeah. It's confusing because he said that Tom Brady voted for him, that he called him and said that.
Right.
But then Tom was on a radio station in Boston yesterday saying he has not yet voted.
Okay.
So that's confusing. Then he said Bill Belichick wrote him this letter.
Right.
And he read this letter, which sounded very much like Trump speak. A lot of tremenduses in the letter.
Right.
And then my friend Tom Curran, who works in Boston, said, oh, no, we've confirmed that Bill sent him an email. We just don't know if it's exactly what he read.
So I am not pleased with any of this. Like, you guys needed a reason for more of the country to hate you.
Here is how Donald Trump explained the endorsement from the two head patriots.
Tom Brady, great guy, great guy.
Great guy.
Great guy, great friend of mine, great, great champion, unbelievable winner. He called today and he said, Donald, I support you, you're my friend, and I voted for you.
So you're saying then he called a radio station and said he hadn't voted yet.
Well, that had happened in the morning. He was on the radio station. They're like, who did you vote for? He's like, haven't voted yet.
All right. So we don't
here's
know.
The thing. You're in New Hampshire. I'd be bringing up Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's name for sure.
Okay, but here's the flip side of that, which is Donald Trump this week has also been bagging on Hillary for bringing all these celebrities on stage with her, complaining about her needing Bruce Springsteen to fill up a room and and to have Beyonce and to have Jay-Z and to have Katy Perry and all these people, all these celebrities, Stevie Wonder, all these people. He's saying he doesn't even need celebrities, but now he's bragging about celebrities that he's got. So what's the real message here?
Well, I don't think he'd be bragging about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick if he was in Michigan.
Okay. He was not pleased, by the way, with some of the language in Jay-Z's performance the other night at that Hillary Clinton rally. Listen to this.
We had 27,000 people show up. Maybe they couldn't get in. Far more than Jay-Z had and Beyonce. And I like them both. But he used language last night that was so bad. And then Hillary said, I did not like Donald Trump's lewd language. My lewd language. I tell you what, I've never said what he said in my life.
No.
But that shows you the phoniness of politicians and the phoniness of the whole system, folks.
All right. Can we just can we get the Trump date on and find out what's really going on here?
It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
12 hours from right now, this man could be named America's next president. Donald J. Trump joins us back on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. How are you, Mr. Trump?
I am unbelievable. This is a tremendous, tremendous day because let's face it, I am going to win. There's no question about it.
Well, I think there's some question.
It is unbelievable. America has never seen a movement like this, okay? It is an unbelievable movement.
Okay,
it is a huge movement. I'm like one giant bowel.
And then there's
incredible movement that comes after that.
No, that's not the analogy that you want to make.
I'm America's bowel.
Okay. I don't think you want to stick with that analogy. Look,
getting the hats made up.
Okay, you might win. We don't know yet.
It's
too early to tell.
America, so many people have told me everywhere I go that it is tremendous and unbelievable, and so many of all the winning. So much.
What? Okay. Wow. That doesn't even make sense.
Real quick, let me just hit you real fast. If you could just if we could get your reaction to what we were just talking about. Bill Belichick actually did send you an email or a letter.
Bill Belichick, great guy, great guy.
Right.
Great champion.
Right. Yes.
Great friend of mine.
Right.
Okay.
Great.
You said that.
Great cheese. He's just a grater.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Amazing letter he wrote. He wrote me, Donald, congratulations on a tremendous campaign. You have unbelievable stamina. I have tremendous respect for you.
He seems to be using a lot of your words.
You are such a winner. You have luxurious hair.
He said that.
All, you are handsome with your natural tan,
by
the way.
I don't think he ever said that.
Spray tan.
Pretty sure not.
Hopefully tomorrow's election will give us America being great again, and you are the best. I love you. Your suits fit remarkably well. It's unbelievable.
That's a glowing endorsement.
I love that red tie you wear.
Okay.
You are incredibly, wonderfully, excellently.
Are you reading that verbatim, or are you
big
just
big league? And also,
did you just say big league?
If you ever want to grab
big league,
if you ever want to grab the P word, I will make Tom Brady available to you at any time.
Oh, he said that. That's very nice. It's very generous. Okay. And your problem with Jay-Z. Now, he's a rapper, and a lot of times there are F-words and N-words in the lyrics of his songs.
I have never used language like that.
Well,
nobody has more respect for language than I do, okay?
Oh.
And I use the goodest words all timelessly.
Okay,
right.
You've had some pretty spicy conversations caught on tape yourself, Mr. Trump.
Wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's in the record. That happened.
We've heard it.
Sit down.
Okay. All right. Last question. Your campaign over the weekend, we are told, changed the password on your personal Twitter account so that you could no longer tweet.
Unbelievable lies. So many lies.
It's not true. Okay, good.
Once
then set us straight.
You in the media, it's rigged.
Okay, so
it's
you did.
Rigged system,
so you didn't
and you're
tweet.
A rigger.
So you just didn't tweet for the weekend?
I was busy being great, first of all.
Right.
And Belichick.
Right.
So many times he calls me great.
Right.
But also, if you could do me a small favor, could you tweet a couple things for me?
I thought you could tweet.
I could, but I'm busy. My hands are full
of
greatness.
What do you need us to tweet for you? Sure.
Yeah, tweet this. So many people saying how great Michelle Obama is. If she's so great, where are her nude photos? Sad.
I don't feel like we're going to... We
Melania
can't tweet.
Melania has so many unbelievable nude photos.
Right, but we're not going to tweet that.
Great cans.
That's not going to help you, Mr. Trump, today. That's not going to be
tweet
what
this
you
for me.
Okay. All right.
Alec Baldwin is no Gene Rayburn, loser.
Okay.
Rayburn.
I don't feel like we're going to tweet that either, to be
no
honest.
One remembers Saturday Gene Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Saturday Night Dead, sick burn. You smell.
Wait, you smell at the end?
Yes.
That one we may put up.
Ted Nugent is a winner. Nobody is more committed than Ted Nugent. He pooped his pants to get out of the draft.
He did.
That's true.
That's true.
But how does that help you? I don't know how that helps you.
Because.
Okay.
Did I mention Tom Brady?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Sit down. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Another quick reminder, make sure you are a member of the K-Rock Street Team. It is very easy to do. It takes about a minute or less at krock.com. You just sign up, you get yourself a password, and then you will be all lined up at noon on Friday to buy tickets for your choice of which night you want to go to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. Boy, it'd be a tough year to choose
right?
this year.
Both, year, both nights are great.
Both nights are
go
so
to both.
Great.
Go to both.
Well, good luck with that.
Simple. It's easy. Just go to both.
KROQ.com is where you want to go for the lineups and all the information. And thanks in advance for buying tickets that do go to some great local charities. The shows are going to be December 10th and 11th at the Forum. Ralph Garman is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on Election Day 2016.
Ha! Jimmy Pardo hates you.
Election Day 2016.
That wasn't funny.
My takeaway.
That was what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does not like you.
Frankenstein's monster. You better pay more attention to details.
Jimmy is more of a live and let live kind of guy, perhaps, than I am.
Do you think?
Isn't everyone?
Asshole.
He's not wound quite as tightly as I am.
Mm. About the really important issues.
Like a
right.
cheap alarm clock. It's Election Day 2016. I hope you know that or not.
Election Day 2016.
I'm bringing you all the latest late-breaking news about the election. Of course, I did mention already that if you park within a block of your L.A. polling place, the street and parking restrictions no longer apply. You will not get a ticket.
Yeah, that sounds like a setup.
It's not a setup.
I'm not
Kevin, stop saying that.
I'm not buying it.
They're going to relax the parking rules within a block of each polling place. That
Fox.
Means
wrong.
You won't get a ticket for not putting money in the meter or observing the time limits
right.
or street cleaning restrictions
sure.
or permit parking restrictions.
Yep.
None of those will be observed. You are off scot-free because it's important to do the right thing.
Wow.
And so... You can't park in front of a driveway or a fire hydrant, though, so don't be an a-hole. And the latest breaking news, if you vote, you get free food.
What?
What more do we have to do? Now Kevin's paying attention.
Wait, and now a breaking news bulletin.
Right? Free food. Walk into any Krispy Kreme with your I voted sticker on. Boom. Free donut for you.
Wow.
Voter, eat up.
That's a pretty good
that's
deal.
That's pretty strong.
How about, you got the kids? How about Chuck E. Cheese's today? Wear your sticker, you get a free, personal-sized pepperoni pizza with a purchase of another pizza. Two for one, Chuck E. Cheese's.
Right.
Oh, you could just oh, they got great freaking pizza, too, by the way.
Do they?
Oh, you ever had Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Yeah, but I remember it not being good.
Yeah, you
I
are.
I thought it was like cardboard.
Yeah, well, sort of cardboard. Wrong.
Really? Is it good?
Who goes to Chuck E. Cheese's now more than you?
Well, probably you.
Goddamn right I do.
All right, maybe they've made improvements.
Maybe it's changed, yeah.
Oh, some good-ass pizza.
You won't go back. I'll tell you that. After Olivia grows up, you will not go back there for pizza.
You know what?
You will not.
This is going to be a weird confession.
Oh, no.
I freaking love Chuck E. Cheese's. Wow. It's like my favorite go-to. Olivia's
what?
Like, Daddy, I'm tired. No, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese's. Let's go.
Wow.
No, Daddy, can we just stay home tonight?
It's like a casino for children.
That is not possible.
Oh, it's the best. And I'm like on that construction crane trying to win all those tickets. Oh, when you get the jackpot and the thing just spitting out tickets.
You jump in that ball pit.
There's no ball pit at our
and,
Chuck E.
And make some tickle videos.
You guys remember when Bean thought that the mascot was cheese? Remember that?
That's right. I just assumed it was cheese because his name is Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was some cheese. There's the mascot.
Look, I don't know
anything
about
Chuck E.
Cheese.
So Bean never goes. Ralph will continue to go till he dies.
Yeah, I'm going to go without the kid.
You're both crazy.
I'm going to be the creepy guy that just shows up at Chuck E. Cheese.
He's here again.
He's playing the games and eating the pizza.
Singing along.
You got to get there. I don't want to give away my secret, but you got to get there like right when it opens. Like 10.
I don't think anyone's going to fight you for that.
Get there at dawn.
I think you're safe.
Be the
after
first
everything's
in.
Been sprayed down.
Get, be the first in, and it's like, I got the run of the place myself. I can play. I can play skee ball. I can go over to the helicopter.
Right.
I can go to the soccer stadium. I can go and play all the great games
that are
get me
a
some
lot
pizza.
Of other places.
And
that
then by the
Chuck
time the birthday party rush strikes again, boom, you're out. You're out the door. It's a good day.
Make a note to some time on tomorrow's schedule. We can delve into this a little bit, please.
Ralph goes to Chuck E. Cheese.
7-Eleven with a sticker.
Likes it.
Free cup of coffee. Hard Rock Cafe with a sticker. Free dessert. Hot dog on a stick with a sticker. You
free
get
stick.
Free turkey dog.
No.
No, you don't get a stick. Firehouse subs, free medium drink with your sticker. So that and many, many more. You can get free stuff today for voting because voting is good.
Wow.
And lastly, more of a voting update here on Election Day 2016.
Election Day 2016.
Angelina Castro and Maggie Green. Are you familiar with these ladies and their work?
I am not.
They are adult film actresses.
Okay. Go on.
They have made... going to take all the joy out of this story for me. They have made an announcement today that if you follow them on Twitter, Angelina Castro and Maggie Green, and you vote against Donald Trump, you will win a prize.
Oh, dear.
And the prize is...
Well, let's say you can find all the details posted on teambj.com.
Okay.
Right?
Everybody?
If Trump loses the election and you voted for anyone else, this means Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Hillary Clinton.
It's going to be a long day for these women.
If you have voted for anyone else, the oral pleasuring is on them.
But are they going to pick one out of everybody?
Anyone who votes against Donald Trump.
That's a lot. That's going to take like a week and a
half.
Girls
say they're tentatively planning Inauguration Day to be delivery day.
Okay.
So you can watch the swearing in.
Oh, good Lord.
While you're swearing out.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either,
like it.
But it's a hard story to talk about, so I'm doing the best I can here.
Election Day 2016.
Angelina Castro is a Hispanic young lady, and so she does not like Mr. Trump's stand on immigration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Maggie Green says she's just a nasty woman. So that's why she feels simpatico against Trump as well. So
that's a very generous offer.
All these things can be yours today.
America's a great country, you guys.
On Election Day 2016.
Election Day 2016.
Wow.
Friday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. Come on out and join us. Come on.
No.
Come on. Just once. Just come once.
No.
All right. Well, we're doing Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com to get your tickets for Hollywood Babylon. That's right, Rodney. Thank you for the
Hollywood
plug.
Babylon.
Exactly.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Chef Gordon Ramsay's 50 years old. Today, Parker Posey, the lovely and talented actress, is 48. Tara Reid is 41. TV personality Jack Osborne celebrates his 31st birthday. And our buddy Jensen Karp, R&B correspondent, not R&B correspondent at all, rap correspondent in the Kevin and Bean Show. He is 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Election Day 2016.
Election Day 2016.
I feel like we're doing our part, basically by just piggybacking on the great Alex Jones from Infowars.com. He is in the middle of 52 hours of continuous live broadcast at Infowars.com, bringing us the very latest on the election. Kevin, here are the latest stories being posted,
please,
in case you're wondering what their early voting results in key battleground states appear to favor Donald Trump.
Okay.
Here's another one. The insanely accurate model is still predicting a Trump victory. Here's
right.
another. Trump gets early lead in first-in-nation voting in tiny New Hampshire towns.
Right.
And finally, here's video. Bill helps staggering Hillary into car. So that's what you're getting from Infowars.com. Let's go back to the marathon man himself, Alex Jones, at the hot mic in Austin, Texas. Hello, Mr. Jones.
She is weakening. She is weakening as Americans rise up to stop this evil scheme that was concocted by the satanic Illuminati in their secret hideout hidden between a mountain of jackal skulls in Butte, Montana. She is weakening because as every vote for Donald Trump and right-thinking Americans is cast, her powers and her spells get weaker and weaker.
It doesn't sound to me like we really have to worry about a President Clinton, though, if she will die before the inauguration.
You only die if we rise up and we vote properly. That will sap her of her strength.
I see.
We all know she is a corpse and is simply walking powered by evil.
And what are you basing the fact that she's a corpse on?
These are facts. There are scientific studies. Her skull has been x-rayed. It's found it's filled with nothing but Jolt Cola, stuffed with Richard Simmons' old used headbands and unused Marlboro miles.
Wow.
And that's true. You're
that
saying
is
that's
absolutely
true.
True. That is a okay. scientific x-ray.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
She is a succubus. She is evil. She is Beelzebub incarnate. Those around her tell you they will weep with tears crying out of their every orifice because of the evil that is pervasive around her. The pungent aroma of kerosene, blackcurrant jam, and Prego spaghetti sauce follows her wherever she may go.
Is it possible that you're exaggerating this a little bit?
I am not.
Okay.
She is impenetrable. As long as we keep her in power, we must take her down. Her skin cannot be pierced. It's actually made of scales from Marilyn Manson's used guitar picks.
So you are a fan or you're not a fan of Mrs. Clinton?
If she is elected as president, she will chow down on us as a hellhound feasts on your pancreas with teeth made of ground down piano keys from the upright that was in Anton LaVey's rec room.
He's a well-known Satanist, Kevin.
Chelsea Clinton is, in fact, Chelsea Clinton was bottle-fed as a baby because Hillary Clinton's nipples are actually syringes that excrete tang-flavored sulfuric acid.
Is that a known fact as well?
Absolutely a known fact.
Huh. Where do you get all this intel that the mainstream media doesn't have access
to? Because they're in her pocket. They don't want you to know. You can just witness it. Just watch as she walks by. You can see the waves of stench rising off her like hot asphalt on a July afternoon.
But a lot of people seem to be enjoying their time on stage with her. You see people coming up and hugging her and shaking hands with her. We're not seeing people faint after they meet her. How do you explain that?
They're brainwashed. We haven't heard from the penguins.
That is true.
We have not heard from the penguins.
Election Day 2016.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35.
Ralph Garman is here once again with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. This time for a Tuesday morning. What's going on, Mr. Garman?
Forget taking Trump's Twitter away.
Okay.
We have to take at Clyde Tumbaugh's Twitter away.
What
now?
Oh, that's been true for a long time.
That's when someone should step in and pull the phone or change the password or do whatever they did to DJT.
I feel like we've spent plenty of time complaining about my tweets.
Well,
especially
stop
this week.
Stop being so bad. Take the hint. Did you see the one that just broke, the latest one? This is like WikiLeaks. There's a new one, new Twitter dumped every day.
What now? I've done nothing controversial.
So creepy. I don't know if you've seen it. This is Bean's Twitter here.
I gotta stop voting by mail and get out there in the world again. Heart, heart, heart emoji. And then there's a photo of Taylor Swift standing in line to vote.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's your complaint about that?
During the song, Bean said, hey, did you guys see the picture of Taylor Swift voting? And I said, shut up.
Dear God.
She's so adorable.
Did he say this?
Everything you're saying is true.
Did he say this?
Oh, I'm going limp. Oh, I'm just going to lie here, moaning, thinking about Taylor Swift. Tay-Tay.
Was that him? Was that what he was doing?
No!
He just dropped to the ground.
Pretty much.
Is there a hot mic in this room that I'm unaware of?
Oh, my God.
What's happening right now? Look, I love Taylor. She's a great American.
Shut up. She's out there voting.
And I'm just saying,
think about that.
Somebody shows up at the polling place today.
Here's my thought. Shut up.
And boom, they're in line behind Taylor Swift. That's awesome.
Here's
celebrities are just like us.
Here's my thought, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, you are a spoiled, ostrich-legged, no-talent, big-footed freak. You pretend to relate to your fans, but you make your bodyguards carry your purse. All your songs sound the same. And your cats aren't that cute.
Boom!
Oh, wow.
Drop the mic.
Personal. What's that from?
Family
that's
Guy.
That's amazing.
On Sunday, yeah, it was a spectacular episode. Peter becomes an Uber driver, by the way. That show, that damn show, makes me so happy. While we're talking about television, I told you there's a remake of the John Travolta movie Get Shorty that's coming as a TV series, right?
Yep.
Well, now we know. We know the cast. Ray Romano.
No kidding.
How about that?
So it'll get canceled after the first season.
Oh, you're rough.
Wow.
You're a meanie.
That's how you're going to come at him.
You're a nasty woman.
Look, I'm a big fan of Mr. Ray.
Right.
Mr. Ray. Chris O'Dowd will also star.
Oh, I love him so much. He's the best.
And Sarah Stiles. Sarah Stiles.
Nope. I don't think so.
Won't you style a while with me?
Nope. That's Smile. That's different.
Oh. 10 episodes. Original series for Epics. You guys watch the Epics?
Occasionally.
Good. Great. Is that another thing now I got to sign up for? Thanks, Obama. Why can't television be on television anymore?
Hey, after today, do we have to stop saying thanks, Obama?
No, I think we have till January.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah. You know how the inauguration works, right, Kevin?
We have a bit of a grace period. They don't just throw them out. We don't leave the Oval Office empty for a couple of months.
The rules on blaming Obama.
Yeah.
Forgive me, where is Epics not on, like DirecTV or something like that? Is it a pay channel or is it a completely separate thing like that's online and you have to buy it there?
No, it's on DirecTV, but I think it costs.
It does cost.
Yeah. Okay,
gotcha. It is a subscription service. Yeah. Stranger Things, of course, coming back on Netflix. They're talking about their second season. They've got a lot of new cast members joining, like Paul Reiser. I haven't seen Paul Reiser in a while.
Wow.
Love him.
Odd. Okay.
Right? Don't we
love
him?
I mean, no. Yeah, sure.
And Sean Astin will be joining the cast.
Love Sean.
Of course, from the Hobbit movies. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of funny because Stranger Things is kind of like a cousin to Goonies. And wasn't Sean in Goonies?
That's above my pay grade.
You're asking the wrong people.
Sean Astin, wasn't he one of the Goonies?
I know he was in Rudy. Does that help?
I know he was in Rudy, too. I thought he was a Goonie.
I don't know.
I know Josh Brolin was in Goonies, right?
Open up a blog.
I just know Chunk.
All you know is Chunk?
He was.
Thank you.
Play Mikey.
Thanks, Obama. Obama's in the back of the room there. We've been talking about this Good Wife spinoff, too. The Good Fight, it's called, with Christine Baranski's character, Diane Lockhart, springing out on her own. I told you I was dubious.
Yes.
But now I think I'm a little bit more leaning to the side of on board. Because they are adding Gary Cole to the cast. Mm. And he makes everything better.
I love Gary Cole.
He is the acting equivalent of bacon. He is makes everything better just by being there. You love Gary Cole?
I do love Gary Cole, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Gary Cole, the man, the legendary character actor we had here.
I'm a big fan of him.
The studio.
Yep. I like him a lot.
Fresh off of all his success. He's on Family Guy.
He's on Veep.
He's on the Good Wife, had his own series. He was Ricky Bobby's dad in Talladega Nights. Just an endless supply of brilliant performances. I brought him in. I touted his extensive resume. I introduced him as Gary Cole.
Right.
And then this happened.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, you're a guy who I don't know your name.
That's just...
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I said it seconds before you said that.
What do you think I meant by that?
I can't imagine.
New game. What do you think I meant by that?
What did Kevin mean by that?
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm just not sure about that right now.
Right.
Of course, Office Space. How can we forget?
Sure. Great Gary Cole.
Sorry, Joe Jonas fans. Looks like he's got a new girlfriend.
Your opportunity.
Your window is closed.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Well, that's for sure. The lucky lady, Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
That seems disproportionate. Seems like she should get better than Joe Jonas.
Yeah, he's paying above his pay grade. Playing above his pay grade. Thank you.
What do you think?
I'll tell you. That's what I ended up coming up with.
Thank you.
What are you thanking me for? Because I listened to that?
I'm thinking of that woman with.
Because I got through it?
Yes.
Wow. TMZ caught them apparently canoodling. You know how we love the canoodling.
Yeah, we do.
They're watching Kings of Leon at the MTV Europe Music Awards in Rotterdam, and apparently they were quite cozy, and it looks like they are in a new relationship. So, congratulations to them. And you would think everybody wants to be on James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would think so.
All the big
boys look good. It's hugely popular.
All the big stars have done it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Gaga, Bieber,
Chili Peppers,
Adele,
yeah, Adele.
Peppers,
mm-hmm.
J-Lo,
Sinatra,
Gwen Stefani.
I don't believe Sinatra did it. Oh. Gwen Stefani. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Papa Roach.
Apparently, one big star turned the opportunity down. James Corden and his producers reportedly asked the Rolling Stones to take a drive with Corden. Well, I thought that would have been awesome, by the way.
Probably would have been.
And would have made them look a lot more relevant and cool.
Don't you get the idea? They're just tired.
Well, sure.
Really?
Right? You've been around for a long time.
Right.
But still, what a better way to introduce yourself to a brand new audience than by being self-effacing and charming and funny in a car with James Corden.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree. Because, I mean, but they don't need it.
Of course they don't need it, but
I'm just saying I can see why they said
no. You're right, they don't need it.
I would like to have seen it, but
yeah.
But Ralph's right in that they have a new album coming out in December. And how is the average person ever going to even know that they have a new album out? Boom. Something like Carpool Karaoke. Thank you. That's how they would know.
Is this a thing now? We're thanking people once we screw up?
Thank you for sitting through that.
I think I'm agreeing with you is what's happening here. They should have done it.
You were agreeing with him?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, they should
Thank
have done
you.
It so to get the word out. This is why the Rolling Stones don't have a career. It's because they don't have guys like Ralph
That's
and me
a good
advising
point.
Them on the right things to say yes to.
What is happening? This is madness. Have you two ever been on the radio before?
Really says a lot about our listeners that they're hanging with us.
They're gone.
I feel like there's a few hanging with us.
Completely gone.
And those that are hanging with us are making a terrible decision, and I appreciate it.
If you really suck at something, you probably shouldn't do it.
Well, that is true, actually.
Good point.
I apologize to everyone listening. Let me make it up to you Friday night at the Improv on Melrose, 10 p.m. Kevin Smith and I will take the stage with Hollywood Babylon, and there'll be none of this. None of these shenanigans will be going on. There'll be clearly spoken words of English for your entertainment.
Yeah, that doesn't
happen
Hollywood
here. Babylon.
That's right. Hollywood Babylon is the name of the show. Smith and I returning to the stage at the Improv on Melrose, Friday night, 10 p.m. You can get your tickets at improv.com.
Hollywood Babylon.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Rodney. Thank you for all your support. Well, somebody around here loves me. Me and Rodney are like this.
You are.
Tight.
Sounds okay to me.
Yeah.
Yes, friend.
Darn right, Rodney.
Would you bring him up on stage if he came to the show?
Only all the time, every week, all show long.
I wish that would happen.
It would become a three-person show.
Yep.
Me, Kevin Smith, and Rodney on the Rock Bingenheimer. He could be like our band
Rodney
leader.
On the Rock Show, I'm here.
Right.
Right.
Every week.
Yes.
Right.
That's what he would say.
You know, right after Locals Only.
No, that's not.
And, yes, do send me CDs, hard CDs.
What?
No.
Hard ones.
Internet and
no soft
stuff
ones?
Like that. No. I mean, some stuff's okay. Whatever you do, do not send it on SoundCloud.
Why? That's the easiest.
Actual CD.
Why? Can't you use SoundCloud?
You're in a band. No four-letter words, no rap or heavy metal.
Wow, you got a lot of rules.
Just the cool music.
Just the cool
music.
We'll
be back right after this.
Just the cool music.
Just the cool music.
What kind of cool music are you talking about, Roddy? What are you playing next, for example? What's coming up next?
106.7 K-Rock.
An example of cool music.
Yeah, did you set your clocks back?
Yes, we did.
Anyway, I do got some really good new music.
All right.
Some brand new RPMs band I've been playing from Brighton, England.
Okay, so that's cool.
Anyway,
that's it though.
Some brand new
PRMs. No, RPMs you said earlier.
I want to work at Abercrombie and Finch.
Finch?
PRMs. Right here, exclusive, Rodney on the Rock.
Is it the RPMs or the PRMs?
RPMs.
RPMs.
Brighton, Beach.
All right.
In England.
Okay.
And then the RPM start off
okay.
our set.
All right.
Then
Brighton
I
Beach is in New York, actually. Brighton's
Abigail
in England.
And French.
Different. All right.
French.
Yes.
Okay.
French?
French.
All right.
Abercrombie and French?
Anyway, I'll be back right after
okay.
this.
Oh,
wow.
I mean...
Come on, you can bring it home.
French. Come on.
Oh. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chef Gordon Ramsay's 50 years old today. Parker Posey turns 48. Tara Reid is 41. Jack Osborne turns 31. And our good buddy Jensen Karp, who's always so good to us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, is 37 years old today. Happy birthday, Jensen. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Bean makes his guests, comedian Bert Kreischer. And why does Ralph hang out at Chuck E. Cheese's on his off time?
Because it's the best.
We will dive into that tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.